It is the February 29th edition of the Grand Jury Reawakening. Welcome to the show. This is your host, Dr. Kelly. I just heard the sonic gate open, as Murr calls it. She's so clever. Love her. And, speaking of the women, the ladies, it is Saturday, February 29th, and a whole bunch of folks are getting married in a little town called Hell, Michigan, because they figure if you start out in hell, there's only upwards to go, you know. You can only go improving from there. I think there's a lot going on this week. Let's see. It was National Chili Day, and my best recipe contains beef heart, bovine heart. Why? Because it's the richest source of coenzyme Q10 amongst the organs, meaning, you know, liver, kidney, ugh. Liver from, it just tastes like dirt, even though it's grass-fed. So I'll take the tablets and the capsules. And on my USO calendar, I noticed that Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, and the 24th is when Operation Desert Storm started, 1991. And how long did that endless war go on? Barely 100 hours. 1991. Where were you in 1991? Do you remember that? And the last super tip of the day, I practically took a shower in tea tree oil yesterday and a couple of days this week, because there's a really, it's, you know, viral, thriving season. And here's a fact. I can discuss this because these aren't my patients, and I would never discuss my patients because I have a confidentiality contract with them. But what I can tell you is this. 2002-03, when the SARS epidemic came about, some wealthy people in China ordered colostrum. That's the first press of the milk from the cow containing the abundant antibodies for the calf. And since a cow usually has one or two babies max, and they have four udders because they have four stomachs processing and percolating and fermenting the grains to get the nutrients out of them. That's why I don't consume grains very often. And the colostrum has the antibodies in it for many, many, many things. And that's how the immunity is conferred from the cow to the calf. And, oh, I love milk, cream, butter, cheese, kefir. And the colostrum was purchased by wealthy folks in China. And the miritary, or military, as we say, confiscated it and consumed it because they knew that that was the quote-unquote cure for SARS. So check it out. And then I used to be the raw milk troll under the bridge in Floriston, California, and I did that for, I don't know, 7, maybe almost 8 years. And I got a call. I'd get calls every week from all over the planet. People are like, hey, I'm going to be in the area. I want to get this. Can you get it for me? Sure. I had a man, an Indian man, said that his doctor and his guru have placed him on a colostrum diet for 1 month, 1 half gallon. I said, pack your tent, sir, and just go camp out at the farm because it's going to be fairly costly. So if you're going to do it for a whole month, you might as well stay there. And that was really interesting. And that was back in, I don't know, 08, 09, 2010, 11, 12. It's hard to say. But the good news is I was able to point these folks in the right direction as a Weston A. Price Foundation chapter leader. And I called it the Cal Neva Care Raw Tory. And, oh, yes, I love my neighbors in Nevada. They are so slick. They're not showing anybody their moves. They're just doing their moves to recall Steve Sisolak over there. And then we better follow the lead and the good training and the example and do the same thing here. Because Gavin Nuisance has got to go. So welcome to the February 29th edition. This is the last day in February. I've had five wonderful Saturdays with you. And there's so much important stuff to cover. So here I go. I'm going to talk about a little intro that I came across. And it's a textbook, I believe. And its title is, Do You Know How to Recognize and Respond to Bullying? Because apparently, one in four pre-kindergarten, well, no wonder, to high school students in the United States, totaling about 13 million young men and women are being, you know, bullied. And it's not cool. I can't believe that I'm such a Viking and a troll, yet I was bullied. And here are some more statistics. 64%, yeah, I'm one of those, never told their parent or their parents. Hopefully they have a two-parent home that they're growing up in. They never told their teachers, because sometimes those teachers are bullies, and they pick on kids they don't like through other evil student body members. Nobody told their pastor. Nobody told their child care. Nobody told their housekeepers. Housekeeping, if you had housekeeping. I didn't. Oh, and that's obvious. Or any other adult about this, not, you know, the park and recreation people, the your sports teams, coaches. And I wonder why, because maybe there was not a responsible, supportive, non-judgmental adult could be found to be trustworthy. But 36% did tell their responsible, supervisorial adult. So that's good news. These negative behaviors equal devastating effects. For example, there's the schoolyard bully. That's a physical kind of bullying. There are five types. The first one is, you know, physical, stealing your lunch money, breaking your pencils. I don't know. The list could go on there. Number two, that type of bullying is verbal, using words. The third type of bullying, and we get worse as we go here, is emotional distress. The fourth type is sexual. And the fifth kind would be the cyber bullies or the internet stalkers or the losers that would say things on your voicemail that they'd never say to your face because they're a wuss and a bully. Let's see. Any single type or a combination of the above to these victims, they're caused harm, hurt, humiliation by these bullies. Let's see. It can be a one-off or it can be a repeated pattern being done intentionally. The victim cannot defend themselves, and so this bully has this sick power over the victim. Usually they don't even have, they call them control freaks, but if you can't even control or bridle your tongue, yeah, you have zero power. You have zero self-discipline. You have the right to remain silent because, you know, if you don't, anything you say can and will be used against you, sometimes in a court of law, sometimes in the on the back porch. Love coffee. So the reason the victim cannot defend themselves and the bully has power over this victim is because of an age disparity, possibly a physical strength differential, possibly a social status or a group or a gang of bullies. They cause this pain, this harm, this damage, this emotionally agonizing, physically devastating effects can follow people, possibly for years. So when someone's getting bullied, you get in there and you beat the crap out of them, okay? Take the chance. Take the risk. Do not let people suffer. This causes a serious decrease in people's self-confidence, their self-worth, their self-esteem, their function, their belonging to, you know, healthy, good groups and things. Their attendance may be kind of spotty. It increases their depression, their anxiety, their suicides, their use of tobacco. ETOH is the abbreviation for ethyl alcohol, because the OH is part of that molecule. You'll see it on a structure. It can cause drug use and abuse and prescription drugs, as well as street drugs. There is sadness, despair, and depression. My word for it is depletion, because there's a depletion of a lot of necessary nutrients. You need lots of fat and lots of protein in the winter, and that's about it. These people tend to isolate, and there will be detrimental changes in their sleeping and eating patterns, which are super critical. And let's see, I do know my God-given rights to property, privacy, and the right to be let alone. This is conferring with a Pastor Sam Storms, and there's a lot of good stuff out there. So let's see, it's part two of my notes here, and I just wanted to get this out there. If you have youngsters, cousins, nephews, nieces, aunties, uncles, you know, anybody can be the can be a bully here. And so I'm doing this to inform you to stop it. I'm not doing this to fix it. So parents, loved ones, elders, develop an action plan and advise your little people of their rights, because parents are the responsible ones for discussion and observation. You have to increase the discussion to increase your understanding. You know, bullying is never okay. Everyone, every single one of you, every living, breathing being deserves to be treated with respect and to be protected. There is a duty owed to you. That's a duty of care. And again, no one deserves to be bullied. If you suspect your child or friend is being bullied, or you know that your child is being bullied, number one, you need to talk. Number two, you better listen. Number three, you better document this. And number four, you need to encourage your posterity to talk about the situations. And you better listen without judgment. You better gather and document as much as you can. All youths have the right to be and feel safe, not just the two utes from my cousin Vinny. So this goes for school staff, this goes for peace officers, because you're going to be doing some intervention possibly. So record, document, and share it. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'll see you on the other side of this break, and thank you, good people.
Would you? Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
No, they don't. Oh, don't play in the dark. But, hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm covering some super critical facts, as usual, and with the unique perspective of having served on the Nevada County Grand Jury 2012 to 2015. That's Nevada County, California. And my job is to encourage and support and reinforce you, and to just keep this thing moving. There is a fantastic system in the great Republic of Texas. We've seen some good work come out of Florida with the Scott Ralph Peterson indictment, and I'm looking forward to that trial of Nicholas Cruz. I think there needs to be a little pressure maybe put on the local public officials to get this thing done, because it's been 2 years, and we've seen some good things come out of Nevada next door with regards to murderous criminal illegal aliens being deported, people that steal guns. They're not going to be subject to this red flag crap or universal background checks. That ain't going to happen. All right, I'm going to pick up here, and we're going to be coming up on another break pretty soon, but I'm going to talk till the music sounds. So thank you for those of you that are active, those of you who exercise your rights, most importantly, to vote, to recall, to remain silent. Hi, Mr. Kitty. Yes. Oh, I'm going to get my butt kicked. All right, so if you suspect or know that your child is being bullied or someone that you care about is being bullied, number one, talk. Number two, listen. Number three, document. Number four, encourage your child or your loved one to talk about the situation. And you better listen without judgment. You better gather and document as much as you can, because all of you have the right to be and feel safe. And record the documentation, and you share it with a peace officer for intervention. You need to support and empower them children, and let your loved one know it is not their fault, they are not alone, and that you are there for them. And then solve the problem and the situation, because nothing is worse than minding your own business, walking home from grade school, and having some stupid bully chase you out into the street. You know, these bullies are the kind of people that torture animals. I mean, yeah, I kill bugs with a magnifying glass sometimes, but they're bugs. They're pests. And they certainly don't belong bothering me, pestering me. And I know I pester a lot of you. So here's the latest wish list. And I will bring it up until my wish has been granted. And I am ready, willing, and able to trade suits, lawsuits. Not tuxedo suits, but lawsuits. Yeah. Got a bunch of great information here. These are valid documents. These are stamped, filed into the court system. The most interesting one was that Scott Ralph Peterson, stamped in red ink, filed. And it was pretty neat getting to look at the Jordan Maxka indictment, the 7-count federal indictment out of Richardson, Texas. And I really appreciate the Texas Rangers and the FBI that worked with the Texas Rangers. We definitely need the California Rangers back, because in the old ancient documents from the 1800s, there were California Rangers, and we need them. We need those dudes again to support and protect and defend this land. And so what am I looking for on my wish list? I want silent weapons for quiet wars, and this is such an incredible, amazing platform here. Dr. Martin Paul was on the Immunize Wisely show last Saturday in the afternoon, so if you get a chance to review that archive on republicbroadcasting.org, do it. If you need to listen by telephone or speakerphone, there are a long list of numbers that you can directly dial, and you can listen to this show live. You can listen to the others that are archived on the keyboard system on your telephone. And this is the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly. I will see you on the other side of this break, and thank those of you who support RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There was nothing like the 80s, and Lemmy from Motorhead said, "Oh, if you don't like it, we'll put out another record. If you don't like that, we'll put out another record and another record." Motorhead, Lemmy. So, this is the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly, and I'm covering some pretty gnarly subjects, and I'm just going to trot over the puddle there to remind you folks in Great Britain, in Britannia, that your grand jury was abolished while you were sleeping in 1933. Something funky was happening, and you definitely deserve something that worked for a little over 700 years, and then all of a sudden, how did it get abolished? Who is the man or woman behind that? Yeah. Let's handle it. Let's reawaken the grand jury in Great Britain. And let's talk about Le Grand Inquest. That's where you have 23 members. And here's a little tip in Los Angeles County. Due to the massive sprawl and population of like 10 million people, they have a 23-member grand jury. That's for civil. That's for looking into the government. That's learning to investigate the cities, the counties, the special districts, and quite a few other things. And their criminal grand jury convenes on a monthly basis. Well, how brilliant is that? Maybe the rest of the California Republic can learn from that and do it that way. Yeah, the grand jury definitely needs to be meeting on a weekly basis until the corruption is cursed by the roots and cast out into the fire, never to be plaguing us again. So, here's a cool handout titled Grand Jury Collegiality. This is from my 2014 training session, and I'll talk a little bit about it. What is collegiality, and how can we be collegial as grand jurors? Well, it's pretty simple. Just have respect for your other members and for yourself. They're your peers. Collegiality is shared authority and power that is vested among your colleagues. And who are your colleagues? Those are your people united in a common purpose, respecting each other's abilities to work toward that purpose. And so, yeah, it's important. Let's see. Qualities of a grand juror and your collegiality: you're civil, you're tolerant, you're respectful. You're willing to learn from others. You're willing to collaborate. You have the appearance of unity, and your authority is derived from knowledge developed collaboratively. So act unified, okay? Avoid gossip or bullying. How about that in my notes there? That's my handwritten scratch. Gosh, I read like a doctor. It's terrible. So more qualities. You want to be impartial. You don't want to have some private agenda. You want to be self-motivated with little or no external recognition. You know, it's really way better to work behind the scenes. And don't take credit for things when they go right, or you're going to have to take responsibility for things when they go wrong. Let's see, commitment. It's a pretty huge time investment, according to these notes. And be creative, building and maintaining a functional organization. So here are the barriers to collegiality. Sometimes education and credentials. Sometimes your background or experiences. Sometimes your gender, your age, your race, your ethnicity, or your culture. Sometimes your physical habits, sometimes politics, and sometimes cliques. So that's it on collegiality. There's a few more pages, but you can check it out. Oh, yeah, somebody from Yolo County told me that those initials stand for Y-O-L-O. You only live once. All right, now I'm going to change gears. And I'm going to focus on the notice process because it's so easy. It's so simple. There are six little sentences. Well, there's a seventh one, but you don't need to number it. And you need to give a fair warning, as the one Van Halen album is titled, I think, Fair Warning, somewhere out there. And you need to civilly, cordially notice the wrongdoer and give them an opportunity to make things right if they've interfered with your rights or your property or your peace or your privacy, and give them the opportunity to, pardon me, no kidding, give them the opportunity to make things right. And so the notice is very simple. This is based on the work of Carl with a K, Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z, broadmind.org. And I've got a couple hundred pages of transcripts and 37 pages on a lawsuit from 2013, which is pretty good work. He said so himself. And you don't just go dragging people into court and you don't use their stuff or they will clobber you, meaning don't use code, don't use statutes, ordinances, acts, boards, bureaus, commissions, codes, ND, department, yeah. So, this example of a notice, get your school and office supplies ready, and here we go. The top center of the page in all lowercase letters just says notice. N-O-T-I-C-E. Notice. And then you can say, hey, fill in the blank, whatever your name is. Hey, so-and-so. If this is your second notice, you know, in case the mailman fell off the mountain or something, you give them one other opportunity. If, however, we're talking about a public servant or employee, they might not deserve a notice. They might need to get hauled into court immediately. Like, you may need to move like a flash in the pan. Especially if you're dealing with somebody like Richard Pan. Ugh. Okay, pardon me. Hey, blank. Or hey, so-and-so. Or hey, such a one. Didn't you notice my notices that clearly said, number one, and using lowercase letters, because when you capitalize things or when you use all capital letters, you're dealing with a fiction and legalese. And I don't do legalese. That's what gets you in trouble. I, Kellyanne Royce, give no entity the right to administer my property, period. So sentence number one, I, your name here, give no entity the right to administer my property. And a third time, number one, sentence number one, little lowercase I, comma, your name here, give no entity the right to administer my property. Number two, this is two sentences, because I'm writing this out here and just giving you the lay of the land. I say that my blank, so it could be cash, checks, labor, it could be your cash deposit to a landlord. Let's see. I say that my cash, checks, labor, and my deposit of $500 is my property, plus interest accruing since 2014. So I say that my blank, it could be anything. It could be a car, a truck, a guitar. I say that my leave a long blank space, maybe a sentence and a half, is my property. Okay, and a third time, number two, I, little letter I, say that my cash, checks, labor, and my deposit of $500 is my property, plus interest accruing since 2014. Number three, this is about a sentence and a half. Number three, little letter I, these are all lowercase letters. You hardly ever capitalize the first letter unless it's a proper noun like your name or the wrongdoer's name or the title wrongdoer. Number three, I say that no man or woman can say, slash, make a claim, my claim is untrue, period. These are all short, sweet sentences. We're already on number three. We're halfway there. Yeah. I say that no man or woman can say or make a claim, my claim is untrue. I say that no man or woman can say slash make a claim, my claim is untrue. Period. Number four, I require my property returned to my post office box. And here, I'm going to give it to you, too, so you can send me silent weapons for quiet wars. And then I will quit wishing. I require my property returned to my post office box or whatever mailing address you have. And do yourself a favor. Get a post office box. Don't use the address where you get your beauty sleep at night on any public document. And don't let your public servants order you around unless you have your fee schedule handy. And you can do a notice out of the top of your head here. That's the goal, is to be able to, in an instant, give every man or woman an answer. So, here we are. Number four, I require my property returned to my post office box, 1624 Kings Beach, Kings, like the kimchi. Kings Beach, Cali, 96143. And, you know, I'm just such a, I'm a nice girl. And a nice girl would send a stamped, self-addressed envelope. It's just a common courtesy. When you write to a doctor and say, hey, doc, what's up, doc? What's up, doc? You definitely want to send a stamped, self-addressed, to yourself envelope. And I do the same, period. I require my property returned to my post office box, 1624 Kings Beach, California, 96143 in this SASE. Number five, this is two sentences as well. Said property is to be totally, totally under my control, postpaid within 21, and you write out the words 21, and then you put the number in parentheses or parens, as Chris would say, to P.O. Box. So said property is to be totally under my control, postpaid within 21, written out in words, 21 number, days to the P.O. Box. And the third time, number five, said property is to be totally under my control, postpaid within 21 days to the P.O. Box. Period. Number six, one, two, three, four. This is like 4 to 5 lines long, and this can be adapted to your particular situation. If you're going to hand deliver the notice, you can write by my hand. If you're going to mail the notice, the most expensive and I guess convenient way would be to priority mail, because then the recipient, the wrongdoer, does not have to sign the little green card, postcard, that comes back to your P.O. box or your mailing address, because oftentimes they're going to dishonorably react, and they're going to return to sender your beautiful written instrument. So, oh, here's a brilliant idea, if I say so myself, a postcard, a large postcard. You could put your notice on a postcard, and it's a public notice, so everybody can see it. And then, you know, the wrongdoer, I don't want to disparage anybody by name, Nancy Pelosi, but Gavin Newsom, Steve Sisolak. But it can just be there in the open, and then everybody can see it. And only decent people should know how to operate in common law. So number six, four long sentences here. I'm going to take my time. And I used to write this on notices to friends. I'm not writing real fast because I know you don't read real fast. So here we go. Number six. Oh, yeah, and we're coming up on a break, so I will come back and finish this up with you on the other side of this break. Thank you, supporters and listeners and doers of RBN. This is Dr. Kelly with Grand Jury Reawakening. I'll see you in a minute.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, where we have more fun than a junior high school home economics class, where Poindexter breaks a needle on the sewing machine on sewing day. It could happen. We were rocking out to Boston, the band Boston at the time. So this is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'm covering really important stuff that I've been studying for a little over a year now. So I'm reforming my legal sleaze, and I'm not using the word legal. And the word legal appears nowhere in the Bible, for example. But lawful, yeah, that's there. So here we go. This is the sixth sentence. It's four lines. It's adaptable to your situation. So I'm going to go a little quicker here. Little letter I, lowercase I, will charge wrongful holder, you know, like Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch. Shut up, Loretta. I will charge wrongful holder of said property. That's your first sentence. I'm going to be like Linda Evangelista and say that $10,000 a day for every day said property is not returned starting on the 22nd day. Again, sentence one. I will charge wrongful holder of said property. Write this all out, little letters. $10,000 a day for every day said property is not returned starting on the 22nd day. Now, this can be verified by a priority mail number. It's like 20 digits or something. After you receive this notice, and you can say, after you receive this notice of my claim. So again, I will charge wrongful holder of said property $10,000 a day for every day said property is not returned starting on the 22nd day. It's not that ridiculous. Supermodels won't get out of bed for less than $10,000 a day after you receive this notice of my claim. So I will charge wrongful holder of said property $10,000 a day for every day said property is not returned starting on the 22nd day. Verified by the priority mail number or verified by my hand after you receive this notice. You can add of my claim or just put a period after this notice. Then, this is the line I've memorized. I say here and will verify in open court that all herein be true. Come back next Saturday for more on the Grand Jury Reawakening exclusively here on RBN. And thank you. And please pray for rain for our farmers out here. And thank you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.